It's true that Her Late Majesty Queen Victoria's reign was over a tumultuous century ago. But we monarchists will not, shall never accept the appalling attitude of those who find the current and past royals as pompous relics and refuse to acknowledge the importance of those who continue to inspire us with their majesty of their God-given positions. Something to ponder on this important regal occasion that originally was celebrated May 24th, 1837, and declared by Canada's Parliament as a legal holiday in 1901. A holiday that we and fervent, reverential monarchists hold dearly, while you commoners, oh blasphemous disbelievers, forget that without their regal celebration, you little people, you out there, you little people, you commoners, wouldn't have this fucking holiday, right? Right? Right?
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, sir. It's a holiday. Queen Vicky Day. Yes. No work. We're here to play.
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 Play what?
Radio, radio.
Radio, radio.
CITR 101.9 FM.
All hail Victoria. All hail Queen Victoria.
Yeah.
Yes, it is that day, isn't it, Nimrod? Junior Nimrod, my faithful companion.
Well, sometimes faithless. I have to admit that I took some of your money for the parking meter that you were, or the $4 fee that you had to pay to park here for a couple hours out there. Otherwise, if you parked further down, that's closer towards the cheaper parking lot, you would be in the area of where all those kiddies are going to the day two of the Virgin Fest. They're lucky, we're happy for them that they got some sunshine.
The weather's nice.
God knows I must have been pissed on by my chemical romance last night. Major CITR acts playing out there. You notice that Bryce and his baby were heading out there. I asked Bryce, are you going to the Virgin Fest to see the Killers tonight? And he said, the kid wanted to, and what am I going to do? So, at any rate, we'd like to thank Oscar. Oscar is an actor out here who did the little reading for us beforehand. Thanks, Oscar. Beautifully done, man. That was did the reading on Queen Victoria. It's amazing, isn't it? We still celebrate Queen Victoria Day, but would you have it? John, you were born in England. You generally, throughout your broadcasting career, always had Monday off or had Queen Victoria's Day off? No?
Sometimes. Sometimes. In broadcasting, you usually work on holidays.
But, do work on holidays.
Yeah.
Then it wasn't broadcasting one big holiday for you?
That's true.
One big happy trip.
It was.
All right. So this is Radio Radio. I'm Nimrod. The big tall guy there is a longtime and well-loved, even though he doesn't have his star on Granville Street like Red does, but still a much respected broadcaster, long John Tanner. And people are streaming by the station wanting to know where Thunderbird Stadium is. And I say, wait a minute. Hey, some guy comes to the door here and says, I'm looking for Thunderbird Stadium. And I ask, of course, the obvious question, why? And they just say, we got tickets for the, we're gonna be missing Billy Talent or whatever. And, I said, no, you want to go Wednesday night. It's out at Deer Lake and then Thursday night at Deer Lake. All right. He had no idea. I apologize for giving him misinformation. And now we have some CanCon.
We do.
And who is one
of our favorite guys. And as a matter of fact, this album called Never Tell a Pal a Hard Luck Story by Rodney Graham came out exactly a year ago, or pretty close to the month. And the first track I ever played off it was this very track, which I haven't played since then.
No.
No. Can you believe it? And I saved it exactly for today.
Oh, you. Man, that's so beautiful.
The best revenge. Still, April was a total drag. I couldn't paint my own way out of a wet paper bag. Then came the Mary, Mary. Tell me, baby, won't you give us some thought? But not too much thought. Me, I'm thinking, I like it hot. But not too hot. Somewhere in the middle, like a month of May. Down south, I mean way down south. They say shut your mouth. Down south, I mean way down south. They say shut your mouth. Don't you worry, I'm so shut your mouth. Virtually every single solitary day, all throughout the so-called merry month of May.
Yeah, it's sort of the so-called month, merry month of May. But there he is, Rodney Graham, a very visual kind of guy, and his vocals and his music. Plus, of course, if you remember last summer, I believe, was it last summer? He had two floors of the Vancouver Art Gallery with
right.
all of his art.
Yeah, he had a big banner out in the front there. It was proclaiming his work. And that. So he's what you call multifaceted, multi-talented artist who worked with music and that. And
yeah.
Wouldn't you like to be like that? That radio wasn't the only thing you could do, that you could actually get up on stage at the Showboat and sing? You have?
Yes.
You actually sang on the Kisilani Showboat?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Which is, Lloyd tells us, which will be open pretty soon.
The Nocturnals.
What you sang with the Nocturnals?
Yes.
On the Showboat? What year was that?
1965, 66.
I'm afraid I can't remember that far back. No,
oh, well.
Neither can the majority of our listening
probably
audience.
Probably not, no.
And maybe for good reason.
Yeah, probably.
our artists. But the thing is with Rodney is, like, you were talking about him doing a performance in France where he was riding around on a bicycle.
Yeah, I think it was in France. I can't swear, but I think it was in Paris. And while doing LSD, was riding a bicycle around and around in this little... It's a beautiful garden, and
but he was very aware of what he was doing.
Oh yeah,
he wasn't
totally.
Just doing it, you know, to loop out. Or
no,
something.
No. And there was he was playing he was dressed as a convict, and he was playing a piano. And this was a movie that was playing, and a lot of visual stuff tied in with music. They went to Kurt Cobain's hometown, and they filmed stuff and did a little narrative on that. That was very interesting.
Now, is this after the demise?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of artists out there who are really pushing the envelope. Right now, you know them. You know New York, of course, and Berlin, and different places, and even here sometimes.
Right.
But London is the place to be right now for an aspiring artist who really like to challenge and confront. Don't we all? And that junkie poster boy of mass media, you see him every day. He's in there usually dating Kate Moss or Lindsay Lohan or you know, doing a benefit for Paris Hilton. Pete Doherty, that's right, him again. Little baby shambles himself, pushing the envelope at London Art Gallery called Bloodworks in Notting Hill. And it's a big, huge tourist draw right now. Should anybody be heading over to London, his paintings are on display, an inspiration, however desperate, to many for whom art is art. All Pete's works on the show have been lovingly painted with his own blood. That's right. You heard it. Mr. Doherty painted all the sketches and the paintings in his own blood. No paints, just all his own blood. I'm not sure what type. Doesn't matter. but for you collectors traveling to London over the next few weeks, and you got a couple bucks on you want something really interesting, many of Pete's blood-stroked masterpieces are for sale. £45,000, that would be about $100,000 Canadian, roughly. But you also get the last Baby Shambles CD thrown in, so it's a bonus. Director of the Bank Robber Gallery, actually, that is where the gallery is. It's the Bank Robber Gallery, and the show is called Bloodworks, home of Peter's Bloodworks exhibition, says, quote, "Painting with his blood is the expression of the intensity with which Mr. Doherty does everything." Well, it certainly does. I mean, we are most impressed. And if I think our friend Rob is going back over to London and might be able to bring something back. If not, maybe he can just take a little chip of his blood off one of the paintings and nobody will notice it. But coming next, and obviously inspired, an exhibition of countless rock royalty fecal matter in the UK. Turds from Paul McCartney, Rod Stewart, Ozzy Osbourne, and Jamie Blunt will be on display. Actual turds that somehow, you know, there's always a way, you know, when art is to be made, there is always a way, right? Long John Tanner?
Yeah, I think the museum director said something like to Pete, could you make that type O, Daddy O?
Right. Hey, very good.
Sorry about that.
Radio, CITR 101.9. FM. Let's have sex in the museum right now. What are you laughing at?
Well, there's a movie out about what night at the museum, but I don't think it's the same museum that Robin.
Are you talking about the Robin Williams movie with Ben Stiller, Night at the Museum? It has nothing to do with this.
No, no, of course not.
I don't know why you'd bring it up. But that's the beauty of working with you. You see, the thing is, nothing is really premeditated. You're just there. The mic comes on, and whatever comes into your head, no matter how banal, no matter how stupid, no matter how uninformed, it's just right there. And that's what we like. That's honesty. Because my dad, you worked with him, and he used to write down things and everything, and he would always plan things, and he was never spontaneous. The truth is that when he was and my dad, who was of course a semi-legendary
J.B. Shane, Captain Midnight
broadcaster, I don't think he's ever done anything spontaneous in his whole life. Right now he's worried about his
blood pressure.
He's worried about hypertension.
I know, he was on the phone to me the other
night about it going on and on. I mean,
well,
God.
He said, like, I talked to him the other day. I said, like, how's your hypertension? And he said, oh, it's about, you know, 140 over 85. And I said, well, that, I guess that's okay. You know, I mean, you're not in Stroke City yet. You know, I mean, depends. You know, just be cool. And then he says, it was like the other night. It was like 165 over 100. And I said, but you're on a medication. And he said, yeah. And I just came back, he said, from doing 2 hours of Visipana meditation. And that's when he got his high reading. And I started laughing, and he just hung up on me. I mean, the man has got a problem. And we love him, but he's got a problem.
And he has seeing problems. Like, he has troubles. Like, he's got little hairs sticking out of his nose and all over the place, and he can't see them because he's only got one eye that works well. But that's funny, because that's the way it gets when people get old.
Yeah, yeah. Let's laugh at our dad.
Yeah, let's laugh.
Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha,
ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha. Oh, shit. shelter. Bus shelter, gimme.
Give me a bus shelter. A lot of good that would do you yesterday. You know, they don't keep the rain out. Anyway,
No, they don't.
That's Patti Smith. Now, that's a new CD of covers called 12, and one could say, well, it's really unnecessary, rather that she do her own stuff and that. But then she's a rock and roll child in a lot of these songs. There's some really strange songs on here.
I know,
That was probably the best known, Gimme Shelter, but she does Neil Young's Helpless. She does a really interesting version of Are You Experienced, Jimi Hendrix.
Right.
And White Rabbit. And the Boy in the Bubble, I think, was a Paul Simon song.
Yeah.
Soul Kitchen, of course, The Doors.
Doors, yeah.
Smells Like Teen Spirit. Sounds like she does it like a campfire sing-along. she does Midnight Rider. Who did that? That'll test you out.
Midnight Rider was the Allman Brothers.
Right. Good for you. Hey, you remember. It's not all gone. It's still there.
It's still there. And she also does the Beatles' Within You, Without You. Remember George Harrison playing the sitar and stuff?
And strangely enough, she does Tears for Fears, the one that you always hear on Rock 101 all the time. Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears, which actually is not a bad song. Mm-hmm. It was actually, people diss Tears for Fears as being one of those bad 80s bands, but they weren't. They actually could write songs.
Yeah, but the trouble is they only play that song by them, and that's what's so annoying about commercial radio. They play the same track by the same artist, and that's it, as if they never recorded another song, you know?
Well, in some cases, they don't. Have you ever heard that?
That's true.
What's that horrible thing they play on Rock 101? Missing You by John Wade. Do you remember that? I could be missing you. You don't remember
that? I never
It's like a bad Foreigner. Not that there's any really good. Anyway, what was that at the back door?
Did we mention Robin Hitchcock before Patti Smith, just in case they were wondering who sang Museum of Sex? Okay. And you're listening to Radio, formerly Son of Night Dreams.
Who are those people out in the back here?
I don't know. It's 6:30 here, daylight shaving time on it was Son of Night Dreams. Yeah. CITR 101.9. Yeah, there was a bunch of kids out the back. Did you hear them? They were banging at the door there?
Well, they were
looking for Brandon. Is Brandon here? They kept saying.
And oh, you know what?
I think they were drunk because they were asking for a bottle opener or something.
Well, I heard the noise. I couldn't hear. They were asking, where's Brandon?
Brandon, yeah.
You know what it is.
Now, who's Brandon?
It's the heartthrob lead singer of the Killers playing tonight at the Virgin Fest, and they thought that he was here because they know that CITR is a huge Killers fan base. I mean, you know, the picture of Brandon Flowers
in Bryce's office.
You saw that.
That's right,
I mean, but no, he's not here. He's not here, boys and girls. Go out, get drunk, have a party, have a good time, because it's all over when it's all over.
Just don't drive, okay? If you're a grad or you're going to Thunderbird Stadium, no drunken teenagers on the road, please.
Take the bus. They do have them out there. Oh. That's good beer, man. Rock and roll.
Halfway to ashtray rock, spray painted on a cliff. I hate Clayton Park. I want giant split. I want to leave my mark out in the wilderness. I need to take a piss. Drunk teenagers, let's start a fight. I'd get wasted on a just wanna make some noise. Oh yeah. I don't wanna get no sicker, I just wanna get real gone. I know we can find some liquor at the Bayer's Road shopping mall. Dayboy says he knows a dude. They call him Johnny. Hook me up. I know he can hook us up. Drunk teenagers, let's start a fight. Out getting hammered on a side.
Joel Plaskett Emergency there on Radio from Ashtray Rock.
Which is basically an album of him relating all the memories he had as a young dude. You know, he's not that old, not as old as you. I'll bet you can't remember the first time you got drunk.
Oh, yes,
Uncle John.
I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
What was it on?
Wine.
Kelowna Royal Red?
It was Kelowna, but it was from someone's personal vineyard. I don't know. The local kids, you know, swipe some wine from somebody's vineyard. And we were down by the old ice house by the irrigation ditch. And they put poured it into pop bottles. And I've just taken swigs every once in a while. And then I got up to walk away and fell flat on my face.
And that's the first time?
That's the first time.
So you're not really, you're not one to really pop back a couple brewskis too often.
No,
not
no.
These days.
Not these days.
Not
no.
Like the kids who were looking for Brandon.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Not here. We don't know anything about it.
Sorry.
Go away.
Yeah.
Go enjoy your concert. You paid the money for it. You got sunshine. What do you want? Okay, now this is a really interesting, this is a very cool thing that we picked up. And it is you can get this at Starbucks. They do have these strange compilations. I'll give it back to you in a second.
Oh,
I just wanted
to.
It's called the 60th Atlantic Anniversary, R&B Classics Chosen by the Late, and we say very great, with a great deal of respect, Ahmet Erdogan. Born in Turkey, the man grew up most of his life in America and was a huge lover of R&B music like no one. And he had class, he had taste, and obviously he knew his music. And this particular track we're going to play is one that when I showed this to Pops, he said, "Oh, we used to play this on LGFM all the time."
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think that Respect, the song that Aretha Franklin made the huge hit, was an Aretha Franklin song. Well, in effect, it was, because she did it, but it was actually an Otis Redding song.
Right.
And on this, some really interesting background that Uncle John here has for
well,
you.
Well, yeah, well, the thing was here, apparently Otis commented when he first heard it on the radio by Aretha singing it, of course, that I just lost my song, is what he said. Because, you know, it was a marvel in the hands of Aretha Franklin. But
can't top it.
This is a pretty frenzied performance you're going to hear. It's from the spring of 1967, and it kind of captures Otis Redding headlining a powerhouse Stax Volt Review European tour that also featured Sam and Dave and Carla Thomas and Arthur Connolly. Wow.
Well, wasn't he also on Woodstock? Wasn't Otis Redding on Woodstock? I seem to remember. No,
I'm
yes?
I'm not sure about that. I think he may have been, but I can't swear by that. There's a lot of people on Woodstock. Apparently, the Beatles sent their private limos to greet the troupe in London. There was Otis Redding, Booker T and the MGs, and which became known as the Memphis Horns, anyway. So let's check this out. And it's tragic because 9 months after this, his twin-engine Beechcraft crashed into Lake Montana outside Madison, Wisconsin.
So the year here then is
Otis Redding.
In the year of?
Live in Europe from the year of 1967.
Hey!
Wolfman, for dropping by the show here. The show is Radio Radio here at CITR. And yours truly, Trash Tanner here. Just to let you know, for all you UFO enthusiasts, usually at this time in the program, we bring you our UFO report. That gives Bumpo a chance to jump in the shower. But unfortunately, Michael Strainick is not available tonight.
He's been abducted again.
Well, we could say possibly. But after hearing of those strange stories about Guernsey Island UFOs 2 weeks ago, boy, I can't wait to hear what he's come up with next. Because
I think, you know, you're talking about Michael, our ufologist. The two of you being so much into it, and I find it fascinating. You know, I don't know, but I find it fascinating. It's very cool. But the two of you should do a tour. You know how you used to do for Holland America? You'd go on there and talk about the stars and that, and you took my dad and me and others along.
Right.
Really nice. But you and Michael Strainick should get together and put a tour together to go looking for unidentified flying objects, of which the two of you are so well acquainted with.
Well, we'll consider that, but right now we're actually writing a script for a planetarium show about UFOs. So we'll get through that first, and we'll see what happens next.
Hey, go ahead.
Well, just going to say, it was just sad because, you know, Otis Redding was killed in a plane crash sometime in 67, I guess. And just thinking about all the other artists who were killed in plane crashes, it's amazing.
It is. And, we had thought that there was talk that Richard Branson... by the way, we should say and we should acknowledge that CITR's Radio tonight's program is brought to you with a grant from Richard Branson himself, that he was going to sort of parachute in,
as he usually does,
you know, the opening of his ill-fated Big Records flagship store downtown.
Right.
And he was going to, you know, but there's kind of a sour twist to it all because one of the Virgin spokespersons back in Toronto was talking to one of the journalists out here at CITR. I don't know who it was. And they left a note, something about the fact that they were apologetic about the lineup for Virgin, that it could have been a lot hipper, a lot cooler, a lot more diverse than it is out there. But one good thing that the Virgin Festival people did was offer two local UBC residents in advance of the cacophony of too much bad music over 2 days ending tonight at Thunderbird Stadium. They did offer earplugs to residents in the area. And so some took them, some didn't. They were just left on the doorstep, the little yellow ones that come in those blue packages that a lot of musicians use.
Right.
And those Billy Talentless riffs could do damage, upsetting to local pets and the wildlife that abounds in nearby Pacific Spirit Park.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you know, the music usually carries down to around the Wreck Beach area.
And
the sea lions get real pissed off,
the
man.
Crabs will be
crabs
too,
yeah. Yeah.
Sea lions. Yeah.
Sea lion. 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 Sea lion.
Sea lion won't chill. She drink coffee. She
lion.
She drink tea. She
lion.
And rooster crow.
She lion.
Sea lion won't chill. She drink coffee.
She
love. She drink tea.
She love.
And rooster crow.
She love.
See that woman dressed in red. Smile at the man when you wake up in his bed. See that woman dressed in black. Wink at the man and the stab on his back.
Oh, see, now, if this was commercial radio, you'd be fired right immediately.
Oh.
Because
dead air.
Well, you had some dead air, and you could hear the mic thing going on, and you could hear you fumbling for the headphones, you know. And, I mean, that is just... just not done, man, you know, in commercial radio. Am I right?
It said was 2 minutes and 54 seconds to go. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you're blaming it on the machine, not on your own.
I would never blame a machine. Don't worry about it.
It's your own incompetence.
Listen,
but put it down to old age.
Listen, just because you used to be the operator and screwed up, and now I have to be the operator.
It's come to that.
It has.
I'm tired
of being put down, and, you know, like, just because you may call mistakes in the old days, and
step
now it's
outside, my...
Okay, Shorty.
All right, that was Feist. That was Feist.
We get along, folks. I'm just kidding, really.
No, he's not. No. Feist, I'm going to tear your fucking head off.
Hey, you're not supposed to use that word on this show.
Oh, you had that meeting? It was discussed?
It's in context, though, so that's okay. It's always in context.
Whenever you hear it, it's always in context. I just don't throw out a word just to, you know, throw the word out to impress, because it impresses nobody. You can hear all that. Okay, Feist was here last week. Did you go?
No.
Did you try to get on the guest list?
No, I didn't.
Because you knew it wouldn't work
anyway, right?
Yeah. But we heard she did fine.
Yeah.
And there's a big career for her. And, what?
But do you recall the article was saying that they thought perhaps that... Well, her balance wasn't good, but I'm sure it was.
Balance?
Well, she'd do a fast song and then she'd go to a slow song, and then she'd go back to a fast song and then a slow song again.
So what's wrong with that?
That's good. That's all right, actually. But the person who wrote the story thought that they should, you know, be a little more up tempo and then taper off of that. But the audience loved it, no matter what, and that's what counts.
Maybe Feist should get a hold of that writer. Was it Amy O'Brien or somebody?
It might be.
Okay, whoever it was, maybe had a valid point, and maybe should sit down with Feist and tell her all about that. You know,
instead of writing about it behind your back.
Have a critic who is going to be there and offer his or her opinion. Actually sit down with the artist and say, like, look, Leslie, can I call you Leslie? You did a great show. Yeah. You were really good, really good. But, you know, the slow ones, you know, they're cool. But then you go into the fast ones and then people kind of get up off their seats a bit. Then you go to a slow one again. Why don't you rethink that, Leslie? And of course, Leslie at that point would have left, you know, the little coffee
meeting.
But, you know, the critics know so much.
Oh, they do.
They're the ones. At any rate, we have, you know, there's a lot of really fine singer-songwriters out there, and we get so overwhelmed by commercial radio again, not to knock it, of course. We hate it, but not to knock it.
Right.
When over and over again, all you hear is John Mayer and Jack Johnson and all, and nice people, you know, very, very nice, you know, and they play and sing and write songs. But there's so many good singer-songwriters out there that do not get known, do not get any attention. We want to present a guy who's been around for some time now with a band called Smog. He's on his own. This is a big hit at Zulu. They turned me on to this, and I listened to it, and I thought, I think Long John would like the psychedelic cover. It's called "Woke on a Whale Heart," and this is Bill Callahan, and this is recorded in Austin, Texas. And we hope you enjoy it. It's a ballad. It's a slow one,
but
you can tap your toes to it if you want.
If you tap them, there's blood on the seas. If you map them, Christian, if you see your papa, tell him I love him. He taught me to love in the wild and fight in a gym. Taught me the bottle gives birth to the cup. And you won't get hurt if you just keep your hands up. And stand tall.
say too green for the fire. When all you wanna do is be a part of the fire. All you wanna do is be the fire, part of fire. Like sycamore.
That's nice. That's Bill Callahan and something called Sycamore. Thank you, Nimrod, for turning us on to new sounds. And say, you spent a bit of time at Zulu, I guess.
Well, I listened to a lot of stuff there and talked to people and, and you can read the magazines. You can find out about, if you're really a music fan, and those that are know this, that you can get a lot of information. I mean, never mind the internet and all that. You can go into a good store like that, our favorite record store, and you can and read magazines and just kind of read reviews of stuff, see what you're interested in, and and then you listen to some stuff. That's the way to do that, because there's so much stuff out there on a local level, on a national level,
yeah,
on an international level. That's recorded in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, I just want to interject, because they have thank yous on CDs, and this is interesting. They thank, among other things,
Kinky Friedman?
The East Austin Animal Petting Sodality and Nurse Hoskins for letting us yamp.
Oh, okay.
What is yamping, I wonder?
Well, if you were in Texas, maybe you'd know what yamping is, right?
I guess.
Those who have spent any time down there, and we have somebody around here who has, and that's Luke Meat. I'm wondering if he is going to get to go to the Lone Star State from September the 4th. If anybody can pull it off, it'll be him.
It will, yeah.
September the 14th to the 16th is a something that I know you'd want to be at. And if you're in Texas, you will be at, in the big country itself. Austin City Limits Musical Festival. This is so cool. At Zilker Park, at beautiful Zilker Park. I know that you know, Luke has gone down there several times for various shows because Austin is a great music town, and he said, yeah, Zilker Park, man, that's where they, you know, he would throw up every night, you know, after partying so much. But they have a very small, quiet, low key lineup that you might want to spend the 2 days enjoying, including, and this is just a partial list: LCD Sound System, Ziggy Marley, Damian Rice, Spoon, Yo La Tango, Amy Winehouse, The Decemberists, The Return of Crowded House, Block Party, Arctic Monkeys, the wonderful Gotan Project. You don't know them, right?
No,
but you will. Lucinda Williams, you'll learn, John.
Thank you.
My Morning Jacket, The White Stripes, Arcade Fire, Wilco, Bjork, and some dude named Dylan.
Bob?
Bob's going to be there. Oh, that's September the 14th to the 16th.
Holy
and that's
shit.
Just a partial lineup.
Man.
Meanwhile, in Dallas, and throughout, if you go down, if you want to get out of Austin, and believe me, there's no place else to go in Texas but Austin.
Right.
But and if you're going to travel around, they have something, a wonderful new concoction that they're going to be serving at the fairs all around Texas this summer. I don't know if it'll get up to, like, Washington State Fair that they have in Puyallup or someplace. Puyallup Fair. It's fried Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola syrup, drizzle of strawberry syrup and strawberries. Then you deep fry them into a ping pong ball-sized donut served in a cup topped with Coca-Cola syrup, whipped cream, cinnamon sugar, you're salivating, and a cherry on top. A spokeswoman for State Fair, Sue's spokeswoman says, State Fair of Texas says, great taste, tastes great, real good, a huge success, we're happy, $4.50 each. So if you're down there, you know, you want to try fried Coke, I mean, maybe 7-Eleven will merge, and then you can sort of like bounce that with a Slurpee or something as a chaser.
Well, it's not my Edgar Casey diet, but that's okay, whatever.
You're Edgar
Casey. And by the way,
yeah,
Houston is the other part of Texas I'd like to go, just for my space background. For all
Houston is a horrible place.
Well, yeah, but it's where all the space stuff is, you know, all the models of the rockets and where the head of NASA.
I think that you and Fran Dan should make your next holiday and go back to, remember the song, Going Back to Houston, Houston. Wasn't that Lee Hazelwood or something?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, right.
Well, we hope that the Virgin Festival kiddies are having a good time out there. Seriously, that nobody's getting hurt, that they're going to drive carefully back, take the bus, and that the Virgin Festival will come back next year, but with some really decent acts that better reflect the range and diversity of some of the original bands, past and present. Speaking of the past, acts, we would have think about it, would have killed Branson's people putting it together to include an act with real history but retaining at least live an energy, an attitude embodied in a 60-year-old who could show those young punks out there how it's really, really done. You know who it is. You know.
I know. Shall we tell him?
Here he is.
I saw a goddess in a pizza joint. She hit my weak spot at a crucial point. When it's a black girl, you cannot resist. It's the end of Christianity. Some short shorts fans fill them out. These bodies only come from way down south. I got a feel in my pineal. It's the end of Christianity.
This is Radio Radio on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Weather looks good. Feels good.
weather should be
Iggy
good.
Iggy sounds great. The Stooges.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here at the altar of the world's most forgotten boy, and former altar boy himself, little Jimmy Osterberg, all grown up now, 60 years of age, and if anybody has ever had the opportunity of seeing him live, knows what a wild, truly wild performer who just thrives on stage. And with the Stooges, somebody got they are doing a tour. I think they played Seattle, or that's coming up, but it's not coming here, unfortunately. But they blew everybody away at Coachella and any festivals they played at where you have a diversity of acts, and it's too bad that Mr. Branson couldn't, you know, arrange for the seniors, who might otherwise enjoy the Virgin Festival, which is mostly dedicated to the much music MTV generation. So sadly, that is. But that was a song called "The Death of Christianity" from the Weirdness, Iggy and the Stooges. Iggy's heartfelt dedication to the twisted memory of one of the most dangerous sickos who, for some, gave God a bad name, Reverend Jerry Falswell. Ain't in heaven, folks. Maybe purgatory at best. This was the leader of the evil moron majority who wielded his unfair share of power with the Bush generation, the evil evangelicist who claimed that 9/11 tragedy was really the work of pagans, abortionists, feminists, gays, and lesbians. Well, we all know that's true now. And old Jer pointed his crooked little finger at secular Americans and screamed, you made this happen. And the gut truth, folks, is that Falswell was obviously a hypocrite whose take on religion only served the much-held notion that the man never really understood, let alone really ever read the Bible. He, like his followers, never truly got it, you know. It's always like that. It's always those who never get it that screws things up, right?
That's right.
What else did he have to say? Do you have anything else to add?
No, I can't remember some of the other quotes. I don't have
them. It was amazing, all the stuff that he came up with. But he's gone, and normally we do not speak ill of the dead, but in this case, rest in pieces, Jerry Falswell. We're glad you're gone, man. We're glad you're gone. So, now what are we moving on to here? What have we got?
Well, we've got JLL.
Oh, right. Okay, so here's something interesting that a lot of people, and until we got information, we didn't really know. When we play Iggy had a couple hits, you know, that you played on commercial radio. One of them was Real Wild Child. Right? And that was
right.
From, I think it was blah, 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 but could be wrong. However, we were corrected that many, you take it from here, Long John, you go back that far.
Well, yeah, we came up with this oldie by Jerry Lee Lewis and realized this could be the same song. Well, we haven't confirmed that yet because I haven't seen the Iggy song to compare the lyrics.
We'll have to look in the library to see who the writing credits, because I always thought it was like an Iggy Pop song. But listen to this and think of Iggy Pop's Real Wild Child. And this goes back how far?
1958.
Thank you, Bruce Bissell, for all the information, by the way. He's the foremost Jerry Lee Lewis fan in the world. And this man knows more. But is that going to work?
Yeah, I don't know. It's queued up, but it doesn't seem to want to play here. And I had it playing on cue here before because you heard it, right? We tried it out to see if it was going to work.
This is one of those mixed CD compilations that somebody does at home, and we're grateful to have it. But the CD players are so sophisticated that they may just reject it because we're not going to do it?
It's rejecting it. It's not playing.
Okay, so do you have a little maybe Arcade Fire in the meantime?
There you go.
Oh.
By the way, if you looked in Discorder magazine, it has listed that Wednesday and Thursday night it's Bjork, but it's not, as you know. Wednesday night is Bjork. And Thursday night is this band at Deer Lake Park.
So informative.
Just in case you were confused, I think it was a misprint in the Discorder.
Shame on Discorder.
Oh, well, these mistakes do happen, you know. Hey.
the dream between the click of the light and the start of the dream. Between the click of the light and the start of the dream. Between the click of the light and the start of the dream.
Arcade Fire on Radio Radio. Trash Tanner with Junior Nimrod here. Rolling past 7 o'clock. Gosh, we're running out of time. We are streaming. We are podcasting. I think I got that working this time.
And, we're never sure.
We're never sure, but not, what the heck.
But it's a good chance that you may have finally figured it all out. It's taken months.
But I'm still not sure, but we're working on it.
Still learning, still growing.
Arcade Fire, they're performing something called No Cars Go. No Cars Go. Okay, well, if you're in your hot rod or whatever you're driving around right now, you've probably heard a new nationwide study has found George Carlin was right. Yeah. You believe everyone driving more slowly than you is an idiot, and that everyone driving faster is a maniac. Well, okay. Canadian drivers are united in their contempt for road sinners. And apparently the irony of the whole thing is that people complaining are the same motorists annoying other drivers with their own bad habits. Yeah.
Well, part of it is called road rage.
That's right.
And
yes.
We see it, hear it all the time.
Well, apparently they have identified the five most common driver tribes across the country. There's the panic buttons. There's the mind your manners tribe. There's the fast and furious. There's the better safe than sorries. And then there's the indifferent. But everybody's got a part to play in this whole madness on the road.
Exactly. So, yeah. And we are all potential roadkill, so
yeah.
Cool it.
So how many times have you wanted to give an impolite gesture to someone in another car? Well, you know,
I do that on the bus all the time. I love looking out the window and kind of like... You know, like, nah, because I can't do anything about it.
That's right. So if you're in your car, you know, I know you get the urge and you want to give somebody the finger, but just think, well, if you do that, then they might,
they might have a gun in their glove compartment.
Yeah, well, if we're streaming to the States, that does happen down there. So just think about it. You don't want somebody shooting at you in your car. So
No, perish the thought. It's a horrible thing.
You know what I do is instead of picking on the driver and saying, oh, it's a woman driver or, you know, that's a driver from another country or something like that, I get mad at the car and the color of the car and ignore the driver because that way it's impersonal, right?
I hate you, little Honda. I hate you, you fucking BMW.
Yeah. SFU, you make me sick.
Okay, just to reaffirm the information here, or confirm the information, Arcade Fire is on Wednesday night.
Thursday.
Thursday night. And that will be at Deer Lake Park.
Deer Lake Park.
Do they actually have deer there? Have you ever seen it?
Probably.
They're probably all dead from, you know, overexposure to loud sounds.
Oh, just a sec. Oh, did you give him the finger? Oh, it was a cop you gave the finger to. Oh.
But officer. Oh. Anyway, the night before that is a night that many are looking forward to because it will be... it will not be the first time that Bjork has played Vancouver.
No.
They got it wrong in the paper.
They did.
You remember. You were there.
It was Sugar Cubes. That's right.
They were opening up for U2, and the year was about 1996 or something like that, right?
Oh, it was earlier than that. I think it was. It was when we were at Coast 1040, I'm sure, with you and your dad. I wouldn't know.
You would remember. But at any rate, this is her first foray into this territory. Iceland's prime export comes here on Wednesday night. From what we gather, it is practically sold out, but some tickets still may remain. We are looking for Sunshine. Volta may be her best, but then again, it's Bjork, and everybody's got their different take, and you either like her, love her, or not. And those who will be out there, all 8,000 of us, she is one of the few real, true originals, and this is a very beautiful album in many ways. A lot of diversity. Anthony is on it. I hear drums.
That must be the start of the concert.
Hey.
Don't forget to take your blanket, though, in case there's water in the grass or something.
And look at that outfit.
Ooh, nice.
Intruders, stampede of verses.
Sounds like the birds of Deer Lake Park here. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's the beach. Oh, geez.
Bjork will be flying on stage at 8 p.m. that night, Wednesday night. There will be a 10-piece Icelandic women's horn section along, Chinese instrumental virtuoso, and more musical accoutrements, and, of course, nature itself. Out there, there's the birds, Deer Lake Park, as Bjork takes to the stage. And it's very funny, John. I mean, you were saying that Bjork was here last week, but that you were thinking of Bjorn, Peter, and John. You got that all confused, but we'll forgive you for that. Karasu is coming up. Alex is getting ready. He will be serving brown rice sushi for all in attendance, and the new Cornelius is in the library here. Seen that in there. So we would like to, on behalf of myself, Nimrod, and Long John Tanner, wish you all the very best on this Queen Victoria's Day.
God, they're honking horns down there for Queen. Okay. Planet Man's prognostication. Tomorrow, Tuesday, look for a crescent moon 4 degrees east of Saturn. Yes, the yellowish star near the moon tomorrow night will be Saturn. On Thursday, May 31st, it'll be a full moon again, and it'll be the second full moon this month, so we call it a blue moon, right? Blue moon on Thursday, 6 degrees below the planet Jupiter in the sky. So look for the full moon rising at sunset. The bright star below, actually above, the moon will be Jupiter on this Thursday night. And on Saturday, June the 2nd, Venus will form a straight line with the stars Pollux and Castor in Gemini. Well, that's your dad's sign. Oh, but he'll be excited over that.
No shit.
Yeah. Happy trails from Radio Radio.
Here she is again. No?
No. No, we're going to let Alex start a minute early.
Alex will be early. Karasu will be early. Why? Because he wants to. And he gets his way always. That's just the kind of guy he is, and we love him for it. Thank you. Good night. Rock on.
Don't you want to know what's out there?